Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. Let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell him, here I am,
here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I long to see your
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Your host is Pastor Nekashima Douglas. My special guest is none other than our apostle, Apostle Dr. Cassandra Graham. She will be on shortly. Get your pen and paper ready and be ready to hear a word from God. Definitely, definitely thank God for waking each and every one of us up this morning. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 1:15-14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Psalms 1:15-14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Definitely cannot leave off the countries that's listening in, the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, and Hong Kong. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday. Know that we are praying for you over here. You have to understand, people, sometimes it's not a good place to praise God in certain countries, that you cannot openly say thank you, Jesus, or openly and worship him. But we must touch and agree and cover and pray for these people that cannot be themselves in Christ. It's hard. Remember, it's not easy being loving God. It's not easy loving Jesus, but it's really worth it. Continue to have faith size of a mustard seed. Continue to push through, even though you see the storm or you're going through the storm. Continue to push through. It will get so much better. God would never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Stand on his word. Remember, he does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. He's right there with you. When everyone else turned their back on you, he's still right there with you. Don't never think he's not. And if you do, I'm here to tell you, he's right there with you. Stand on his word. Trust in him. Connect with people that's divine and going to push you to where you need to be. It's going to be okay. We're here to encourage and inspire you on World Gospel Connection, to let you know that you're not in this fight by yourself. Keep pushing. It will get better. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Oh! You said when that
they hear your spirit, we are here. We need a move. We need a move. We are here. Last time, say,
we are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Yes. Yes.
Amen, amen. One of my favorite songs, more than anything. I want to drop a little nugget on you guys this morning before Pastor come on. I'll give you three becoming a Christian, the ABCs, as I read. A, you have to admit to God that you're a sinner. Repent. Turn away from your sins. Read Romans 3:23. B, believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and accept God's gift of forgiveness from sin, John 3:16. And C, confess. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, Romans 10:9. The ABCs of becoming a Christian. A, admit. Remember to admit to God that you're a sinner, repent, and turn away from your sins, Romans 3:23. B, believe. Believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and accept God's gift of forgiveness from sin, John 3:16. And C, confess. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, Romans 10:9. It's not hard. It's a simple yes to God, and he'll take care of the rest. Remember, he does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. You're going through a storm right now, but it will not last. Trust me, it will not last. I say this all the time. You don't have to know every word in the book of the Bible. 66 books, you don't have to know every word, but as long as you know something and start trying to understand it yourself, for yourself, not just what somebody tell you. Learn the word for yourself. Have that one-on-one intimate relationship with God for yourself. You can't continue to live on Mima's and Grandma and Nana's prayers. You need to pray for yourself. You need to have that relationship with you and God yourself. It's okay to have people to pray for you. Absolutely. I'm not saying it's not. But you need to talk to him for yourself. That's all he's been waiting on, for you to say yes and come to him. Come to Christ. Talk to him. Surrender. Not saying the devil's not going to get busy, because he will. But don't fold. Continue to stand on the word of God. And he will get better one day at a time. But I'm not going to prolong the time. I'll introduce to some that don't know this mighty woman of God, and some do. But the guest today on Women's Day Thursday is Apostle Dr. Cassandra Graham. A phenomenal woman of God, a powerhouse. So get your pen and paper ready. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let them know that you encourage. Let them know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey, no matter what's going on, you'll make it all right. Said it in his word. just a test. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. But joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Amen, amen. Be encouraged. I hope y'all ready to get your pen and paper. The woman of God is on the line. Apostle Dr. Cassandra Graham, the floor is yours.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can.
Okay. Okay, because I'm in my car. God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you got to pull over to get it. Amen.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. I bring greetings to you. Amen. You and Apostle Douglas. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the floor is yours, Apostle. Let the Lord use you like we know that he will. I'm going on mute. I got my pen and paper ready, and I'm going to be screaming on mute, though, but the floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Amen. I bring you greetings this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, this was just a few seconds. Can we just give God some praise no matter where you at, whether it's in your car, in your home, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, wherever you may be, in your hallway, on your work, at your desk, wherever you may be. Let's stop just for a few minutes to give God some praise. God is so worthy. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, our soul shall cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so elated today. I'm so elated because, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done great things. He keep doing great things. It might not be to your liking, but he keep doing great things. Amen. Amen. I bring you greetings from New Season Ministry, amen, and Kingdom Alignment, where we walk in our expectation to understand that God's in amen. Thank you, Worldwide Network and Apostle Douglas and Pastor Kashima Douglas for just allowing me to have this opportunity. Let's get to the Word of God this morning. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Luke 1. Amen. Luke 1. See, we say it's a familiar scripture, but it's a familiar scripture to who? Who read it? Who got the insight of it? You know, some people have never read a Bible. So today, if you're on here and you never read a Bible, today we're going to Luke. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to Luke 1. Amen. We're going to Luke 1. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin who was with a man named Joseph in the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. Somebody shout Mary. And when it came in, and heaven came in, the angel said unto her, Rejoice, highly favored one, for the Lord is with you. Blessed are ye among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled and saying, concerned, what matter is this greeting? Is this? Then the angel said unto her, Be not afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the 30th verse, it says, And the angel said unto her, What is your name, woman of God? What is your name, prophetess? What is your name, apostle? What is your name, intercessor? What is your name? What is your name? Put your name there. And be not afraid. I'm going to say Cassandra because I'm going to talk to me today. You might not receive this word, but I'm receiving this word. So I'm going to put my name there. Be not afraid, Cassandra, for you have found favor with God. Somebody better shout favor. Come on. Somebody better shout, I found my favor. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm trying not to get out this car and jump, but I found my favor today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I found my favor. So today, and I will end this being on this Women's Day. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about woman to woman. Come on, woman to woman, woman to woman. Here it is. We have two women. We have a woman who never been with a man, and we have a woman who have a man but don't know how to handle a man. Ooh, come on now. Let me say that again. We have two women here, Mary, who never been with a man, and Elizabeth, come on, who didn't know how to handle a man. Oh, my God. And that's what's going on today. We have so many women who's married, but you don't know how to handle what God has entrusted you with. God said, because when you single, then you have my business. When you married, then you take care of your house. You take care of, I don't know why I'm saying this today, but you take care of the things that concern God. You take care of things that concern your husband. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says a sanctified woman, sanctify her husband. I don't know what's going on today, but today we're going to sanctify these men of God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for them. We're going to lay prostrate, and we're going to believe that God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever imagine or think. Come on. Now, here it is. We have the story again. Here it is, Mary. She was supposed to have been the wife of Joseph, and she was a virgin, but God, the angel of the Lord told her, you're going to conceive. And she's saying, how can this be when I ain't never been with a man? And that's what's going on today. Our topic today is woman to woman. Can you help me give birth to my purpose? Woo! Come on. See, she never been with a man. And God said, you impregnated with something you don't even understand. And that's what's going on right now. We're being impregnated with some things we don't understand. Why we got to go through this here? Why we got to go through this? And why not you? Why not you? Hallelujah. And then on top of that, she hit us. Before then, if we go up, we have Zacharias, where his wife Elizabeth was old in her age. We got two women. We got a young one and an old one. An old one who didn't understand, why now? Why can I give birth? But if we go a little bit further, Mary, when the angel told her, didn't nobody know about Elizabeth's birth. Everybody should know about what you being pregnant. Everybody should know that you're pregnant. Because see, right now, you're not showing. Oh, come on, you're going to get a revelation of this. You're not showing. But you telling people I'm pregnant, but you ain't showing. Girl, you don't look like you're pregnant. Girl, you don't look like you're pregnant. You can't see what I see. Because the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have it entered to the hearts of men the things that God hath in store for his people. Come on now. So they like, oh, you don't look like you're pregnant. You don't look like it. But see, you might not look like it now. But in your 8th month, in your 9th month, you're going to be walking around with a belly, with a big belly, swollen feet, big nose. Y'all know how it is when we was pregnant. Come on now. Oh, let this swole up. And that's what God is saying today. Because you're pregnant with purpose, you about to be swole. Woo! Somebody better type, I'm about to be swole. And I'm not talking about a swole, a bad swollen. You know how sometimes your feet can swell when you're not elevated right? I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about a swelling where in the minute you're going to burst and get this thing out. Ah, so here it is, when the angel of the Lord told him, he said, and your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant too. What? Didn't nobody know about that? Because you don't know what your sister is going through. You don't know what your sister is trying to handle. But when you meet your sister, can you help your sister out? Because when she went to Elizabeth's house, when she knocked on the door, come on, the baby leaped. When the last time that you knocked on somebody's door? When was the last time you called somebody and they baby leaped? Oh, come on now. I'm getting happy all by myself. When the last time have you helped somebody give birth to something that you knew they couldn't handle? But we got this crab mentality. I'm going to get mine before you get yours. I'm going to get mine before you get yours. No, no, that ain't how it is. The Bible says eye sharpening eye. We need to start sharpening one another and stop cutting one another. Because the songwriter says, what God has for me is for me. And, you know, we was at church one Sunday. We was at church on one Sunday, and the man of God told us, said, tell your neighbor, if you don't want your blessing, I'll take it. And I was like, everybody's saying, I was like, no, I ain't finna say that. I said, because you can't have what's for me. You can't have mine, but guess what? I'm going to help you get yours, because I want you to help me get mine. The thing about it is, this is what God is saying in this season. There will be no stillborn, no miscarriages, or no abortions. Woo, come on now. Come on, you can't get us away. You're going to have to pack this thing all by yourself. Ah, come on now. See, a lot of people don't understand why I got to go through by myself. It feels like I'm alone. No, you're not alone, because the word of God said and the promise of God said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come on. So you always got somebody. So whatever the spirit is, I feel like I'm alone, I cancel that, and it will be burned by fire in the name of Jesus. You are not alone. Now, some things you got to walk by yourself, but you're not alone. Come on. There's a difference. You may have to walk by yourself, but you're not alone. You're always going to have somebody. God always says affirmation and confirmation. Ah, yes, he does. See, because before this happened, God had already been giving Mary dreams. God had already been giving Elizabeth dreams. God had already been giving Kashima dreams. God had already been giving Graham dreams. So the Bible says, think it not strange. He just sent people to confirm what he already given you. He just sent people to confirm what he already impregnated you with. So in this season, learn how to not tell everybody that you're pregnant. Because when you, what? Girl, I didn't even know you was. When they see this baby, oh, what joy it shall be. Oh, what joy it shall be. So when we're walking here, we have to understand that the Bible says in Romans, where it says that, and we know, because you're pregnant with purpose, the Bible says, and we know that all things, it didn't say some things. It didn't say little things. It didn't say minute things. It says all things work together for the good of them that love God and to those that are called to your purpose. But if you don't know your purpose, that's when the miscarriage is going to take place. That's when the abortion, because you're going to want to throw in the child. But in this season, woman of God, I declare and decree you will not throw in another child. I declare and decree you will not throw in another child. You're going to check that child. You're going to wipe your face. and you're going to keep on trucking. I don't know why I keep hearing this song. Keep on trucking, baby. You got to come on. I keep hearing that song. Keep on trucking. You got to learn how to walk this thing out even when it gets comfortable, uncomfortable. You got to learn to walk this thing out even when it don't feel good. You got to learn how to work this thing out, walk this thing out when people are talking about you. You got to learn how to, come on, when people that lied on you, you know how it is. Oh, she ain't going to be nothing. She ain't nobody. Yeah, in your eyes, I may not be. But in God's eyes, I am a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. I'm a peculiar person. Come on now. I've learned not to take the words of man, but I've learned to accept the word of God. Because God said, I am that I am. And he said, who said, he gonna, just like he told Moses, he said, when Moses asked him, he said, when he asked, who sent me? He said, tell him that I am sent you. So when you get to walk this ministry, tell them that I am sent you. I don't know who this is, but you better get ready to walk in your ministry. You better get ready to walk in your calling, woman to woman. Because on this line, on this phone, on this radio broadcast, you got some women that's going to help you carry this thing out. I'm calling forth a midwife. Come on. Come forth, midwife. Come forth. Because you don't go through what you go through for yourself. You go through to help somebody else. There's some people over here that lost some children, that lost a son, that lost a daughter. So can you help somebody else that lost a son, that lost a daughter? Come on now. There's somebody on here who lost their husband. Can you help a widow get her grieving moment? Because you don't go through what you go through by yourself. You go through to help somebody else. Okay, come on again. Iron sharpen iron. So then as they going through this thing, God told, even he told Zechariah, he said, you're going to have to learn, I'm going to put out, he silenced his mouth. And I said, God, why did you silence the man's mouth and not the woman's mouth? He said, because Zechariah didn't believe that God was going to do what he said he's going to do. Don't take it offense, men of God, because I know some men of God is on there. But sometimes your wife, God do talk to your wife. And you got to learn how to work together. The Bible says, how can two work together except there be an agreement? You got to learn how to come to one accord. I'm reminded of this story when I was married. He would say, well, we need to take care of this thing. And I said, okay, we need to pay the light bill. Well, we need to take care of this. Well, we need to take care of the light bill. I need to take care of this. I said, okay, man of God, whatever you need to do, take care of it. Guess what? The lights got cut off. He said, why you didn't tell me? I said, well, I've been trying to tell you. We need to take care of the light bill. All I did was say, okay, man of God. And when I said that, guess what? I took my hands off of it, and I let God handle what God ordained. Come on. Somebody better type that in. I'm going to let God handle what God ordained. Woo! Yes, Lord. I'm going to let God handle what God ordained. Hallelujah. So in this, woman of God, when you're going through what you're going through, and guess what? Yes, we're going to have some shortcomings. We're going to have some not good days. But guess what? Our good days are going to outweigh our bad days. Because, again, we understand that all things, not some things, all things work together for the good of them that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. In this season, God said you're going to walk it out uncomfortable. You're going to walk it out not knowing, because in your not knowing, you're going to have to understand we go from faith to faith to glory to glory. Faith to faith is I trust you in the unseen. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What are you hoping for? And while you're hoping for it, guess what? Keep looking. It might not look the way you look. It might not look the way you seen, the way you think it's going to look. But I promise you, it's going to work together for your good. So woman to woman, guess what? And I got up this morning, I kept hearing that song, I'm old school. And it was like, Shirley, woman to woman. If you knew her, God say, no. Don't sing that song like that. Sing that song, the man that you're talking to, he's mine. That's Jesus. See, we got to take our burdens and our prayers to Jesus. She said that, the clothes that he wear, I buy. No. The clothes that he buy, I wear. Because right now in this season, I'm not trusting man. I'm trusting nobody but God. I'm trusting nobody but God. Yes, he's going to bring people to help me. But all things, again, going to work together for our good, women of God. It's going to work together for our good, men of God. It's going to work together for our good. Do not grow weary in well-doing. In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. That's four seasons. I thought there was only four. That's summer, spring, winter, and fall. But the Holy Spirit said, no, tell them there's five seasons. There's summer, you're going to go through your heat. You're going to go through your dry moment. That's winter. You're going to be freezing. You're not going to know what to put on. That's fall. There's going to be some leaves that's falling. Trees going to die. And there's summer, spring, winter, and fall. He said, but tell them they're about to walk in their due season. Ah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you're about to walk in your due season. Your due season going to produce something you ain't never seen before. So women of God, men of God, whatever you're going through, walk in your due season. Hallelujah. 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 I bring you greetings. I bring you greetings. Walk in your due season. Woman to woman, can you help me give birth to my purpose? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm over here by Tatis Desk up. Couldn't type fast enough for nothing in the world. You were so on point. I just said God would never leave you or forsake you before you came on and said it all over again. I was going crazy, Apostle. Thank you so much for coming on here and giving what thus said the Lord. I literally just said that. When you go back and listen to it, I said God would never leave you nor forsake you. Man will leave. But he would never leave your side.
No.
My God, this is mind-blowing.
No, no. And that's the season that we're in. We think we're by ourselves, you know. I feel like, I'm by myself. I can't do this. Yeah, you can do it because you can do it through all things through Christ which strengthens you. God, he said, I'm there. I'm there. When you can't hear him, he's there. You know, God told me the other day, he said, guess what? He said, stop. Because I'm telling you, I thought I was in a season where God not listen to me. I thought he was gone. I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong? You know, I'm repenting, crying out. God said, this is what he said. Let me tell you what he said, Pastor. Baby, you in a test. And when you in a test, the teacher not there. You know the answer. He said, you know the answer. I'm about to cry. He said, I already gave you the answer. And the answer is trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. That's the answer. And he will direct your path. That's the answer. He said, I'm not going anywhere. It's like a teacher. I learned when we do a star test, we can't have no phones in. Kids can't leave the room. Kids can't do nothing. Nothing. And that's what God said. God said, you got the answer. I don't have to be there anymore. You have this. I don't have to go through, you know how it is, a review. Come on, Jesus. You know how it is. Let's do a review. He said, no, you don't have to do the review. You got the answer.
Yes, God. Yes, God. So on point and on time and how that the divine connection is so real because I just said this. I literally just said that. God would never leave you nor forsake you. Just said that. And then it's so amazing that you come back on and say it again. He still loves you in spite of it all. The storm is just there for that test. That's it. Stand on his word. Do not fold. Oh, my God. You just blessed me. If you didn't bless anybody else this morning, I thank you so very much and honor you for coming on here and doing just what God told you to do. Father God, I ask you to give back what your servant gave out to your people. Protect her in God, O Lord. Cover from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I'm praying and asking for increase in her life, in her children's life, Lord. The season of open door for our apostle right now, Lord. Bless the woman of God because she is your servant. True and honest just for you, Lord. You already know the needs and the desires, Lord, and we touch and agree that everything that's needed to be done will be done in a quick turnaround. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for coming on here. Let the people know how they can contact you if they want you to come out and deliver a word, or if they just want to bless you. Let them know how they can reach you.
You can reach me on Facebook. It's Cassandra, C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. Or you can do New Season Mini at yahoo.com. You can email me, newseasonmini@yahoo.com. I have an Instagram account, but I don't know it. So, but mainly the Facebook. I really don't. Facebook or email. But even, you know, just one thing I'm learning, when God wants you to connect with a person, God will make, God can do anything but fail. I needed to get in touch with somebody, and I didn't know how to get with them. And the Lord said, type in their name on Facebook, and I typed in their name, not knowing they wasn't on Facebook. But when I got in touch with her, she said, I just got on Facebook. So what I'm saying is that when God wants you to connect with a person, he will open up a door. So that's it, you know, either Facebook, Cassandra Graham, or email, newseasonmini@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, thank you so much. It's an honor to have our very own apostle to come on and give a word. Trust me, we are just super excited to have you on each and every time. I didn't get a chance to tell you that we picked up the United Kingdom. So the United Kingdom is listening in on us as well. That's the last country that we picked up thus far. And thank you for all the encouraging for Apostle and I. It's just mind-blowing.
Can I tell you
said,
this?
Don't forget about the allowance. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Apostle.
Can I tell you this? The Lord says you are in your due season. You've been a season of uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable. You know how when you're pregnant, you're uncomfortable. You can't sit right. You can't lay right. Nothing tastes right and nothing. You've been craving crazy stuff. But God says in your season, this season, you are in your due season, and there will be no abortion, there will be no miscarriages, and there will be no stillborn. God said, you come at your full term with this. You come at your full, what is this? God said, you're coming with full term. God said, name the baby now. You too busy saying, oh, when I have it, I'm going to give it a name. God said, no, name the baby now. Call forth that name now. God said that I can produce what I said I'm going to do. Call forth that name. You too busy worrying about when I had a baby, then I'm going to name it. No. God said, call forth the name now. Call forth the name now. Call forth the name now. And watch it.
Diamonds from
baby
stone.
Come on.
Diamonds from stone. Yes, Lord.
Come on. Call forth the name now. He said, and pick it back up because you put it on the back burner because you didn't think it was going to go the way you thought. But God said, if you put it back in my hand, he said, I'll blow on it. I feel the root of breath of God is about to blow on everything that you name.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So very
said,
right because
I
did.
Come on. He said, didn't I tell you I perfect everything that concerns you? Okay.
Yes, God.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
Whew. Jesus. Lord have mercy. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, what Pastor Douglas said?
She said, phone. Hold on, Apostle. Let me speak. What did you say?
Good morning, woman of God. Good morning. Did you?
Yes, she can hear you.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
I was telling you to make sure that you announce the alliance on here as well, because
we want to make sure
the world know. The world,
what?
The whole world knows about this alliance that we got going.
Yes. It is called Kingdom Apostolic Alignment Fellowship of Churches. And our motto is Connecting Churches for Kingdom Connection.
Come on!
That's what I'm talking about. I like how she...
Connecting Churches for Kingdom Connection. Come on now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna be just as crazy to shout out all the ministries that's connected so far. Abba House Ministry, come on now. God Grace Commit, come on now. You are ministry. Hallelujah. Rhema, hallelujah. Enterprise, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Manifest the Love Ministry, come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Okay. Sorry.
The Abba House International.
Come on.
All these under this umbrella, this great alliance. We thank God for you being our covering. We thank God for what you're doing. We thank God for the obedience that you walk in. We thank God for the power that God has set inside your life. We thank God for the knowledge and wisdom for you to even start what you started.
Birthing out
what you've been birthing out. Mm-hmm. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Wow.
What God has been ready to do in this. I shared a little bit of what God's going to do. Lord told me, the Lord, as I was talking, he told me to stop talking. He said, because this next phase that she's going to go to, he said, I want her to see it.
Yeah.
I want her to walk right on into it. He said, you're going to walk into it like a brick wall.
Come on.
It's going to knock you off your feet. This is one of them situations when God's going to get it so hard, you're going to just have to sit down for a second. Okay, God, wait a minute.
Wow.
You're taking me too fast. That's going to be your motto.
Wow.
God, you're taking me too fast. That's going to be what you're going to start saying. Lord, you're taking me too fast. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me catch my breath. And the Lord told me to tell you this. He said, I'm not going to slow down. He said, because you have to make up time for that lost time that you've done. He said, all this time, he said, you have to make up for lost time. I told you this before. But the Lord is saying it even louder now. It is time. It is time.
And the Lord said, get your passport because you're going to be traveling. So you're not going to be working. You're going to be working for him full time. So get ready.
Get ready to get the moving and get the doing the moving and the shaking because God
has
the work.
Keep on trucking, baby. I was like, why are you doing this? I was like, why are
you
doing this? You got to tell them where it's at.
Conference is August 27th and the 28th. It'll be in Houston, Texas, off of 125 Air Checks at the Holiday Inn and Express. If you go on Eventbrite at the Table Conference, you can register. Why we registering for a head count? There's no registration fee because God has already done it. We just need a head count of who's going to come. So if you go on the Eventbrite at the Table Conference, you can register, get the information on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you again so much. And what's your Cash App? Because I just heard you're supposed to give it out. So what is your Cash App?
My Cash App is $Cash, C-A-S, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. Graham.
All right. Well, we thank you again for coming on and giving that such a powerful word and had me crying again. She don't play fair, y'all. She don't play fair.
Sorry.
It's in the north, so it's okay.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
There's three people on here that they want prayer, but that I don't know if they know how to do it. But God say, tell them I'm about to meet them where they're at. If they lift up their hands, I'm going to meet them where they're at. If they lift
My
up their
God.
Hands, I will meet them where they're at. He said, because what you pray in secret, I will reward you openly.
Yes, Lord.
There's three people on this line right now that want prayer. But they don't know what to do or how to do it. But God say they don't have to do anything. I see it and I know it and I'm coming with great reward.
Amen. And remember that. Y'all can always go back and listen to the broadcast that is on World Gospel Connection, as well as I tagged it to Apostles Graham page as well as mine. Again, thank you so much for coming on here and doing Thus Saith the Lord. You know, we love you to life and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Come on, put your hands together.
Like a wing that he got.
Amen, amen. Thank you guys for tuning in today on Women's Day Thursday. Remember the Overcomer Scriptures, Romans 10:9. If you can declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes. That's it. It's not that hard. I'm not saying you're not going to go through anything, because you will. But once you completely surrender to Christ, he'll make it clear for you. Get up under someone that's fully filled with the Holy Spirit and let them show you and guide you where you need to be. Remember to study the word for yourself. You need to know the word for yourself. Start at Genesis or start somewhere. I started at Matthew when I learned the Bible. Start somewhere. Do one scripture at a time if you have to. But pick it up and read it for yourself so you know the word. Not just by what somebody tell you. You know the word for yourself. Give you three keys. Get your Bible, King James or NIV. 2, find your church home. You're more than welcome to come visit us. Abba House on Facebook, Sundays at 10:15. Go in and visit. If you go in and visit, please mask up and sanitize your hands and be careful. And 3, make sure you honor a man or woman of God that's not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation says it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Push through, because what you went through can save someone's life. Don't be afraid to tell what thus saith the Lord. I know it's hard. I was in that position myself. Why question? Why me? Why not me? God can use anybody. We say this all the time. He doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. If you need us, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or you can go on World with Gospel Connection on Facebook and inbox us. Apostle and I are here. We say this all the time to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You're not in this by yourself. You don't have to speak in tongues. We say that all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible, but just try. You can't continue to live on Granny and Mimos and Nana prayers. You got to know God for yourself. You have to build that relationship with just you and him for yourself. You can talk to him like I'm talking to you right now. It's just that simple. You don't have to be no college graduate. None of that. Just talk to him. He loves you. So what, they said things about you? So what? Who cares? They talked about Jesus Christ, but he still got on the cross and died for you and I. You said yes to Christ. Don't look back. Don't worry about what you did back then. Focus on where you're heading now. And get under somebody so where they can push you and encourage you to be who you're called to be. Ask God to show you and guide you where you need to be. Apostle and I are always here. The Abba House International is here. Remember, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or you can definitely call in the show. It's 563-999-3628. And press 1 if you want to speak. We still have the Blessed All if you need it. Message us or text us. We can bring it to you if you're in the Houston area, or we can mail it to you free of charge. You don't have to pay for it. Just know that God loves you. You're not alone. If you want to sow into the ministry, you can at $WGC2020. Because what you sow into us, we sow into others. The apostles say that all the time. But no, we are here. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. If you need us, you know how to reach us. But keep pushing. Do not fold. Do not give up. Keep standing on the word of God. Remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Look with your spiritual eyes, not your regular eyes. Because when you look through your regular eyes, you don't see anything right. But once you look through that spiritual eyes, you'll see what is for you is for you. Can't nobody stop your destiny but you. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. My life, grace.